faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you Stephen McDowell's book, The Bible, Divine or Human. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the book, plus an AFR Padfolio. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. Or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support during Share-a-thon. This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Another negative trading day on Wall Street. The Dow closed 1,000 points lower. The NASDAQ was down 735. The S&P is 189 points lower. MarketWatch says stocks gave back much of Wednesday's rally. Analysts said the back-and-forth trading is likely to continue as investors attempt to make sense of the president's trade policies. The European Union's Executive Commission said today it will put its retaliation measures against new U.S. tariffs on hold for 90 days to match President Trump's pause on his new tariffs and leave room for a negotiated solution. The European Commission president said the commission, which handles trade for the 27 member countries, took note of the announcement by President Trump. Here's Fox's Rich Edson with more on Chinese tariffs.
There was already an effort in the United States to disengage from the Chinese economy. President Trump and China are accelerating that with rounds of escalating tariffs. China has also added several U.S. companies to a trade blacklist and initiated export controls. One analyst says the move to insulate the U.S. economy from China began years ago with shortfalls of essential equipment during COVID. The two economies are still heavily integrated. Last year, the U.S. and China traded more than $580 billion in goods and services, more than the $575 billion the year before. Though last year, global management consultancy Kearney released a report showing that the U.S. is importing more goods made closer to home now and less from Asian countries like China.
Officials are working to end Chinese imports on critical defense materials as well as pharmaceuticals. Two American Airlines planes touched wings at Reagan National Airport in D.C. today. American Airlines said no injuries were reported. The FAA is investigating. Jeers and cheers for President Trump's executive order to pursue and use more coal. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
Dr. Bonner Cohen with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow calls this a step in the right direction.
America's energy demand is soaring, and it's soaring because of artificial intelligence, which requires a tremendous amount of energy that is used to power data centers around the country. And there are hundreds and hundreds of more in the planning stages. Natural gas can pick up a lot of the slack. In fact, this has been a boon to natural gas. Nuclear power, where available, can also do it. But there has to be another element in this, and this is coal.
Sierra Club is not a fan of Trump's executive order. In a statement to media, Sierra Club says Trump's order will increase pollution and drive up utility bills. Cohen disagrees.
Nothing drives up utility bills like being dependent on unreliable energy like wind and solar. With respect to the pollution, coal burns much cleaner today, at least in the United States, than in China and elsewhere.
I'm Chris Woodward.
The House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday to limit federal district judges' ability to affect Trump administration policies on a national scale. The No Rogue Rulings Act, led by Representative Daryl Issa of California, passed the House and limits district courts' power to issue U.S.-wide injunctions, instead forcing them to focus their scope on the parties directly affected in most cases. Suzanne Bowdy of the Washington Stand appeared on Washington Watch.
Not even a question for Republicans. It's a hugely popular bill to rein in some of these lower court activists that we're seeing who are making sweeping judgments, stopping all of President Trump's agenda. And these are unelected district court judges. There are about 700 of them in the country who are able to put the brakes on a president completely usurping his executive authority.
Show host Tony Perkins pointed out that this cuts both ways, as there were some decisions during the Obama and Biden administrations by Republican-appointed judges. Bowdy said the Constitution gives Congress the power to regulate the courts. And that's all our time for now. We appreciate your listening, and we appreciate your support during the Share-a-thon. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.
I listen to American Family Radio a lot. I'm a truck driver, and I just love the message that I get. It keeps me instilled. It keeps me on track. I get so blessed just because of all the different topics and all that I get from it. And just want to say thank you so much for the ministry that you provide to those of us out here. And you guys just, y'all bless me daily. Thank you very much.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to day three, the third and final day of Share-a-thon 2025. Where we are inviting you to provide material support for the work that we do here at the American Family Association, and particularly American Family Radio. I am Abraham Hamilton III. I host the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio, which usually airs at 5 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central. That is 6 Eastern to 7 Eastern time. And I have the honor and the privilege to be joined by an evangelist, an apologist, one half of the dynamic Exploring the Word duo, none other than Dr. Alex McFarland. Dr. McFarland, how are you, my brother?
Well, I'm very blessed. You know, it just dawned on me, and it's what an honor to be with you on this hour of Share-a-thon. You are Abe Hamilton III, and I'm Neil Alexander McFarland III. So you come from a line of grandfather, father, and you, and so do I. But you know, the best part of all that's kind of irrelevant. We're sons of the King.
Amen.
And one of the reasons, folks, we ask you to donate and to call this number, 877-616-2396. Call right now, is because just like the Word of God instructs us to do, and just like we want everybody to know, we want men and women everywhere to hear about Jesus and to hear God's truth, and sons and daughters of the King of Kings everywhere that hear the gospel and have an opportunity to respond. And lives are being changed, souls are being saved. When you financially support the work of the American Family Association, that's what we're about, isn't it?
It absolutely is what we are about. We are hoping by God's grace to close out this Share-a-thon, this spring 2025 Share-a-thon strong. Would you please call 877-616-2396. The number to call is 877-616-2396. We are in a last chance challenge, a $150,000 last chance challenge until 5 p.m. Central time. That means this is your last opportunity to participate in it. And I want to be clear as to what that means, that thanks to the generosity of other listeners and supporters, they've already given $150,000, and they're challenging further listeners to join them in that effort to see if we could reach that additional $150,000 mark in this hour. Would you please call 877-616-2396? That is the number to call. We have people standing by to receive your call. It won't be outsourced to an overseas data call center. You'll hear somebody that is right here in our Share-a-thon Central, right in our devotions room that we have here at AFR headquarters. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can make your gift securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. And when I say securely online, I mean securely, because unlike other places, we have our own servers here. I walk by the server room in my route to get into the studio this afternoon. 877-616-2396 is the number, or you can give securely online at afr.net.
You know, Abe, one of the things that is, I think, so exciting about the American Family Association and the various ministries, whether it be broadcasting or publishing or creating films and movies, documentaries, events like the Activate Biblical Worldview Summit that's in June, and I'll be there, and I hope I'll see all of you listeners there as well. But this is part of the thing that just thrills my heart is biblical worldview. Looking at life from God's vantage point, because, hey, I think what the Lord has to say is all important. Life, morality, marriage, culture, government, economics, yes, obviously salvation. But Abe, the American Family Association, and when you support folks, you're helping proclaim the life-changing, transformational truth that everybody needs to hear. But this is what will restore and save our nation, is getting back to doing life the way Almighty God says do it. And I don't mind asking people to support, because this is a great work. It's utterly, thoroughly faithful to God's Word. And so we would ask you to call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Please, right now, with your best gift, as the Spirit leads you, just even sacrificially, would you invest? Because, Abe, the biblical worldview, what God says about all areas of life, I know it. I'm not hoping. I know it. It would save our nation.
And it's no doubt about it. One of the benefits of having a full-hearted submission to the Lordship of Christ is that it influences and impacts the engagement we have in here and now for the better. You know, one of the first command in Scripture concerning being fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. The term subdue in the Hebrew literally means to make conducive to maximized human flourishing. And when we submit ourselves to the authority of God's word and to the lordship of Christ, it ends up working better for ends up working out better for us. It ends up working out best for us. It shouldn't be surprising to us that it was a biblical worldview that laid the foundation for what became Western civilization. You know, it is the biblical worldview that laid the foundation for the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. It's the biblical worldview that laid the foundation for all kinds of hospitals and pursuits of medicine interventions, and even the establishment of really formalized education. I explained earlier this week that Harvard University was founded in 1636 with one prime objective. That is to train ministers and pastors for gospel ministry. That was its founding purpose. And shortly, soon thereafter, in 1701, Yale University was founded because they sought to become an orthodox alternative to Harvard, which they had felt had began to drift away from its founding message. Well, Yale University is the university that ended up cultivating one of the greatest minds we've had in American history, that is commonly known today as the father of the U.S. Constitution, James Madison. He was trained at Yale University. That training followed the biblical worldview, leading people to found establishments to obey Jesus' instructions concerning the greatest commandment. Which is the greatest commandment? I'll give you two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. The commitment to love our Lord with our minds is what led to what we now know is to be the pursuit of higher education. We shouldn't be surprised about that, because Christ gives light to everything around us. That is what we want to proclaim to a dying world, to infuse it into our society. So when you call 877-616-2396 and you make your pledge, you give your gift, you present whatever you're able to do so. You know, by God's grace, this is what you're helping to bolster, or you can do so securely by going to afr.net. That is afr.net.
And you know what? It is making a difference. Abe, about a month ago, I was interviewed on Fox News about the rise of Bible sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been seeing this for years in our summer youth camps that we do and our big youth events and conferences. Just everywhere I go, I'm meeting people of all ages, that they want to know, what does God's Word say about the Middle East and about the end times and the return of Christ and being right with God? And, you know, there are a lot of young people that are, they didn't grow up with their biological mother and father, and yet, more than ever, a recent stat as of 2 weeks ago said that late teens, I'm talking young males that are, you know, 18, 19, 20, what are their life goals? They want to get married and have a family. That's awesome. So it is making a difference. And the tide is turning. God is at work. And Abe, you and I have no script. We've not talked about what we're going to converse over. I believe a move of God's Holy Spirit is beginning. Do you sense that, Abe? I really believe revival is coming.
You know, one of the major things that I'm seeing happen is people have a hunger for the authentic truth. You know, just, you know, at our local church, we started an additional ministry to men. And the first week of the ministry, we were meeting weekly for Bible study, but also accountability. Man, it was overwhelming, the number of men who came. You know, the number of men who showed up far exceeded anybody's expectation. And it just was just a tangible demonstration of the hunger. And I wasn't leading that night. We had one of our elders leading and went around asking the brothers why they came. And to a man, all of them had some version of saying, because I am hungry for the truth and I know I need this in order to be the man that God is calling me to be. It was amazing to witness that. And I am recognizing a similar hunger all over the world. Some organizations and institutions are thinking that they're going to make their way forward to appeal to a broader audience if they just, they'll call it modernize their message. What they really mean is compromise the truth of their message. But I found that is the formula to have a destruction of your entity by remaining steadfast and faithful to the truth of the whole counsel of the Word of God. That I find that is becoming more attractive, which confirms what you're saying, that there is a hunger for truth. And that hunger for truth is not a natural phenomenon. That is something that the Spirit of God superintends.
Amen. Amen. And one thing, and we can make you this promise, folks, we believe the Bible. We believe in Jesus, and Jesus alone is the Savior. We are not afraid of hard work. We say our prayers and God is giving fruit, but I can make you this promise, because what an honor that I know the leaders of this ministry and I'm a part of this ministry. You will never, never turn on the American Family Radio and hear that we have gone woke or PC or socialist. It's never going to happen, but I'll tell you what will happen. If we'll stand together, we will proclaim Jesus. Mm. We will proclaim biblical truth. We will prayerfully, consistently talk about what is real and good and godly and true, fearlessly, without compromise. That's why we would say, please give. Here's the number. If you would call now, 877-616-2396. I want to give a quote, and attorney, pastor, broadcaster Abe Hamilton III, if you would comment. Our first president, George Washington, he said this, and my goodness, in the American Revolution, they were facing insurmountable odds. But Washington said, it is infinitely better to have a few good men than many indifferent ones.
Mm.
A remnant can change things, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. All throughout Scripture, you see that echoed. And let me just give the number again for the person who is considering right now and saying, wait a minute, what was that number I want to give now? That number is 877-616-2396. The number again is 877-616-2396. Dr. McFarland, to your point, all throughout Scripture, God has always operated through a remnant. You know, the Scripture records him saying the Lord is able to save by many or by few. And a passionate vital, and committed remnant will always subsume a disinterested mass. That is always the case. It only takes a few people empowered by the strength and the grace of the omnipotent King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to literally move mountains. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Day 3 of the Spring 2025 Share-a-thon is here. This is the last day to give. The last chance challenge. $150,000 will continue for another 40 minutes and 20 seconds. Please call now. Please give now. Please do so. We'll take a brief break, and we'll be right back with more Share-a-thon 2025 with me, Abe Hamilton III, and Dr. Alex McFarland. Stay with us, folks. Give your best gift.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
My name is Michael, and I got arrested in 1985, and I got out in 06. For many years, I had lived a wild life, and after I got arrested, I got saved, and I got into my Bible and just started listening to Christian radio and TV and American Family Radio, and it has blessed me, strengthened me, and was there for me through the hard times. It is something that God has used, and I recommend it highly. Don't be afraid to give unto it, because you will be blessed too. Have a great, wonderful life in Christ Jesus, and don't turn no matter what. Stay strong in Jesus.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Yes, partner with AFR and participate in the fulfillment of the Great Commission. The number is 877-616-2396. Your gift in any amount really does matter. Now, there's a challenge, $150,000 challenge. So this is a great time in terms of stewardship to give. You'll talk to a friendly voice. And for one thing, you'll just feel good. You will, knowing that you're investing your gift in a really worthy endeavor, good ministry, handled faithfully. Now, Abe, I know there are a couple of things, just kind of little tokens of our way to try and say thank you. For one, there's this really nifty zipper notebook with it's embossed with the AFR logo. Abe, I'm a chronic note taker. When I'm in church or I go to a conference, I really love to take notes, and it helps me remember things. So this folio, this folder is very nice. But also there's a book by Stephen McDowell that is a defense of the inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture. Abe, what are the levels, if people were to give, that we would send them these thank you gifts?
Yes. The book by Stephen McDowell is available for a one-time gift of $150 or more. You will receive Stephen McDowell's The Bible, Divine or Human book, or if you become a Great Commission partner, and I want to make sure I explain what that is. A Great Commission partner is a person who commits to give to AFR on a monthly basis. That's one of the best ways to support the ministry here because it enables us to budget a bit more concretely. Well, if you become a Great Commission partner at the $30 a month per month level or higher, you'll get both Stephen McDowell's book, The Bible, Divine or Human, and this AFR embossed pad folio. You receive both of those as simply an expression of our gratitude for your willingness to come alongside us, to support us, and the vital work that we do through the American Family Radio Ministry and through American Family Association. Both of those would be our expressions of thank you in an expression of gratitude for your gift. So if you call 877-616-2396, you make a one-time gift of $150 or more, you get Stephen McDowell's book as a thank you from us. Or if you become a Great Commission partner at the $30 per month level or higher, you'll get both the AFR embossed pad folio and Stephen McDowell's book as a thank you from us to you for aiding us in doing the vital work of American Family Radio.
Abe, in your opinion, how important is it that people throughout our nation, people of all ages, citizens of every strata, but especially persons in positions of leadership, whether they be, you know, business leaders, educators, certainly elected officials. But Abe, how important is it that people understand the Word of God and the role which a biblical worldview has played in our Constitution and our government? How important is it that we remind people just what America is all about and the foundation on which we were built?
It's vitally important, but beyond important, it is indispensable. That's what George Washington said about religion and morality. You study George Washington's writings, when he uses the term religion, he's specifically referring to Christianity. He said religion and morality are indispensable supports, and it's vital that it's available generationally, not like a one-and-done phenomenon. Many of you listening, you recall the Apostle Jude, Jesus' half-brother naturally, wanted to write the body of Christ concerning our common salvation. And he said, and we often look, and this is right to do so, at the first century as the golden era, if you will, for the New Testament church. But the Apostle Jude said, I wanted to write to you about our common salvation, but false brethren have crept in unawares, perverting or twisting the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness. So I have the right to urge you, to compel you, to cajole you, to earnestly contend for the faith that has been once and for all passed down to the saints. So the faith has been passed down once and for all, but the necessity to contend is a generational phenomenon. And God gave Brother Don Wildman the vision to create the American Family Radio Network to equip the American populace directly with the armament, the fortification, and the sharpening that we would need in order to be effective in doing that. So to simply state in response to your question, how important is it? It is indispensable to our nation. It is indispensable to our calling as followers of Jesus Christ to be armed with the biblical worldview and to apply it to every sector of our lives.
Indeed. You know, Abe, I was just jotting some notes down just by myself thinking about our conversation, because I really love whenever I have the privilege of conversing with you. And I'm going to give three words here, and I want you to comment, if you would. Three things that can be so detrimental to our country. And by the way, folks, if you want to give the gospel of salvation, the biblical worldview that will restore lives, families, churches, a nation, please call, please invest, and partner together. We are co-laborers together. And if you would call right now, 877-616-2396, you may give securely online at AFR.net. And like I said, we're not afraid of hard work. And the gospel is free. Yes, the gospel is free, but it does take resources to deliver that free message. But Abe, I'm gonna throw out three words, and you tell me what these words mean to our nation: ignorance, fear, and silence. Mm. We're in a battle for the souls of people, the future of the nation. There are people that maybe didn't know about truth, or maybe they did know truth, but intimidated. Abe, what is implied by ignorance, fear, and silence?
Mm. Let me give the number as I answer your question, Alex. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call in order to remedy what Dr. McFarland just presented in these three potent words: ignorance, fear, and silence. One of the major functions is that one produces the other, which produces the other. Ignorance, and I would argue biblical ignorance, historical ignorance, sets the stage for people to be overcome and to succumb to fear. Fear is what provokes people to remain silent. So that is how you can have the phenomenon that Peter explains in his epistle when he first says, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But if you have these qualities, and he lists these characteristics of discipleship and Christ following, he said, if these qualities be yours and they abound, they will fortify you against being barren and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of those characteristics was, in fact, Dr. McFarland, knowledge. And so Peter presented the reality by the Spirit of God that as saved as you are, as beautiful as you are, that the capacity exists for you and me to be barren and unproductive in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But having an appropriate knowledge, an appropriate understanding will enable us to be emboldened with a confidence. I will never forget as I navigated texts like Josh McDowell's Evidence That Demands a Verdict, More Than a Carpenter, the archaeological evidence that supports the authority and the uniqueness and the applicability and the inerrancy of God's holy word. It gave me an even greater confidence to say, man, I know what I believe, and I know what I believe is the truth. And that greater confidence produced a boldness that it was almost like Jeremiah. Man, I can't help but speak because it's like fire shut up in my bones. But the opposite is true. When we have an ignorant populace, that ignorance allows us to be more readily moved into a posture of fear. And that fear is what leads people to say nothing. A self-censorship. That is a threefold cord, if you will, of disaster for the body of Christ and for our nation.
The number, if you would call now, please call now while you're thinking about it. And right now you're hearing Abe Hamilton III and myself, Alex McFarland. This is the Share-a-thon, and it's 877-616-2396. And really, as ministries and missions agencies go, AFR, they don't do this except for a couple of days in the fall, a couple of days in the spring. They really, this ministry is committed to the content and touching lives. They don't beat you over the head with it, but it's just a necessary part of how this ministry works. It is tax deductible. Your financial contributions to the American Family Association, they are gratefully received, very faithfully handled, fruitfully used, and yes, it is tax deductible. So we would say call 877-616-2396. Abe, Bert and I had a call on Exploring the Word, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks ago. And it was a lady. And speaking of ignorance, and by that, I'm talking about, you know, truth of which someone was unaware.
Yes.
But she called and she said, I came across you guys on the radio. And see, Bert and I, surprise, surprise, we each have a really Southern accent. She was like, who are these guys? And she said, at first, I was like, I don't know that I really like what these guys are saying. And she said, but I listened, and as she's sharing this on the radio, she got rather emotional, and so did we. She said, I just didn't know these things. I did not know about Jesus Christ, and I could put my trust in Christ, and my past is forgiven, and my present makes sense, and my future is secure. And so I'll put it this way, and I'll throw it back to Abe. Some people don't believe in Jesus yet. And then there's other people that don't know there's a Jesus to believe in. And we're speaking to both, and God is using it. I give God the glory. To God be the glory. But this is making a difference. And folks, when you support and you pray, you donate, you are making a difference in the souls of people.
Amen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have about 26 minutes remaining in this $150,000 last chance challenge. 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online by going to AFR.net. That is the website you would go to, AFR.net. Let's take a few moments and listen to a testimony that confirms exactly what Dr. McFarland just said, that we together, you and us together, are making a difference. Let's listen to one.
Rebecca from Mississippi. The Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left, and just kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation, just to wait on Him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but He has been so prevalent in our lives. And when I'm just really about to just break and just fall my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio, and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord, and He'll give you rest. And it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
When you hear a testimony like that, Brother Alex, what is your immediate reaction to that?
Well, I just give God the glory. I really do. And I feel so privileged. Abe, I will tell you, a dozen times a day, I kid you not, I just, in my heart, I pray and I'm like, Lord, thank you so much that I can be a part of the American Family Radio Network. Now for 15 years, been on the radio with Exploring the Word. And I have the privilege, and my goodness, what a privilege it is to be on other shows. One of the great team members is a man named Jeff McIntosh. And Jeff McIntosh, who is a part of the production team of the Hamilton Corner, you know, periodically he'll text me and he'll say, you know, Abe is traveling or some, or out, would you fill in? And it's been my joy to be on your program, Abe, and believe me, I take it very seriously. But Abe, I never would have dreamed that at 21, when I was a college student at UNC North Carolina, got saved, very shy, very timid, very introverted, here's the thing, I had to witness to my buddies at college. I knew they were lost. You mentioned Josh McDowell. It was one of Josh McDowell books that got me out of my shell. Never dreamed that I would be on the radio, my goodness. And so when I hear a testimony like that, I just think about the privilege we have. And folks, it is a privilege, but it's a responsibility that every Christian needs to view the Great Commission with a sense of personal involvement.
Amen.
And when we ask you to donate, and you may do that now, if you would call 877-616-2396, it really, it's not like maybe an option. No, every one of us, if you're a born-again believer, we have a calling to participate in Christ's Great Commission.
That's what the scripture teaches. Every single member of the body of Christ is called to respond in that fashion. And one of the ways we do that is using the wonders of technology and through mass media, through the radio. That's the vision that God gave Brother Don, was to own the microphones so that we could communicate the message without any dilution or any censoring of what was offered. And so when you call 877-616-2396, you are aiding in that effort. We are in a $150,000 last chance challenge that will conclude at 5 p.m. You can take full advantage of this opportunity by calling 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. We are grateful to every single person for every single gift that is provided. And by God's grace, we'll endeavor to continue to do what we've done over the last 40 years, and that is to steward these resources well, that we maximize the utilization of those resources so that we can communicate effectively and timely and truthfully, anchored by the Word of God, to wade into the issues of the day. 877-616-2396 is the number. 877-616-2396. You have about 20 minutes and 30 seconds to take advantage, to be a participant in this last chance challenge. God is worth it. Our country is worth it. The souls of the people in our country is worth it. May the testimony you heard be amplified and multiplied a hundredfold. 877-616-2396. More Share-a-thon. Spring 2025 when we come back from this break.
Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
Yeah, Don just stopped and he just came by my office one day and he said, I've been thinking, you know, he just said, I've been thinking, said, what about, said, I think we need a Sunday morning praise. And he said, we didn't have anything on this station. We just didn't have, and it was a couple hours. I think, as a matter of fact, it might have been 3 hours. I think it was. And we did that about a month. And I remember he stopped by my office one day and he said, you know, I've been thinking. He said, you know, most of our listeners, they're in church on Sunday morning. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, what about Sunday evening? Would you be willing to give that a try? I said, oh, absolutely. So we moved it to Sunday evening and we called it Sunday Evening Praise. And it started at 6 p.m., went until 10 p.m. And it was 4 hours. And Marky was back in the days that, you know, it was all CDs. Nothing was computerized in terms of songs on the hard drive. So we had the rack of CDs, and then the spots were not fired automatically either. They were on carts. And so, and that's all, you know, I didn't do radio. I didn't do this during the week. That was not my job. So it was just Sunday night. So I was in there and everything was kind of geared to the telephone. So when there were alarms, you know, as the network grew, then, you know, whether it was a tower light or the temperature in one of the studio, you know, the phone would start ringing. And so in the midst of pulling the songs and the carts and all that, you know, then I was over here trying to clear the alarms and whatever. I mean, it really got interesting. And then on top of all that, I remember one funny story. One night, all that was going on. It was a weather event happening somewhere. It always was. And so Brother Don called. He said, well, buddy, he said, you think anybody's listening? I said, Brother Don, I sure hope so. And he said, well, let's find out. Let's just throw that 800 number out there. And he said, now you tell them you don't have time to visit. And he said, you just tell them it's just you in the studio. So if they would just give you their first name and where they're calling from. And I said, Don, I said, I don't know if I can do that. I said, you know, I got all this going. Oh, yeah, you can. So anyway, I threw the number out there, and, of course, all the lines immediately lit up. And so I'm, you know, trying to make little notes, keep things going. Well, about the 10th or 12th caller, I forget, it was Brother Don. Well, you know. Are you getting any calls? I said, yes, sir, I am. Okay, I'll call you back later. Anyway, just a funny.
We listen nonstop 24 hours a day, and so if someone's depressed in about 5 minutes, they're not depressed anymore. I think you do a fantastic job, and thank you for working so hard. You say things and make us look it up in the Bible more and learn something new or something from the doctors or a new way of doing something. It's amazing. You're really appreciated by me and my friends.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Welcome back. We are in day three, the third and final day of this spring 2025 Share-a-thon. We have about 15 minutes and 20 seconds left in the last chance challenge, $150,000. This will be a great time for you if you've been considering, pondering, praying, deliberating. This will be a great time for you to make your gift. The number to call to do so is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, or you can give securely online. For those of you who have experience doing so and you're comfortable with that method of giving, when I say you can give securely online, I mean that. We take great strides to protect individuals' information and communication and all of those things. You can go to AFR.net to make your gift now. AFR.net. Abraham Hamilton III here. I'm joined by one half of the dynamic Exploring the Word duo, Dr. Alex McFarland, and we are having a conversation. Dr. McFarland, Dr. George Barna, following the 2024 presidential election, he made the observation of the outsized contribution of Christians to the election of President Donald Trump. Many of us recognized that America was facing a very, very stark fork in the road. But by God's grace, in my view, he granted us the blessing of a reprieve from what would have been quite disastrous. Shall, and you know, this name is the second verboten name on a Hamilton corner. She who shall never be president 2.0. That is what I refer to her as. That is Kamala Harris I'm talking about. But God granted us a reprieve by not allowing her to occupy the Oval Office for this term. When you saw what God did for our nation through this cycle, how did that resonate with you?
Oh, well, I was praising God. Abe, I'm just going to tell you, I fasted and prayed leading up to November 5th because, and this is not about trusting a human being for our future. No, not at all. My ultimate trust is not in a human being, and I'm not afraid of another human being. But I'll tell you what does concern me are philosophies and worldviews. Kamala Harris and her Tim Walz, they represented a worldview that rejected God, rejected moral truth. My goodness, rejected the rule of law in the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. And it was the people of God. Last July, I was at the RNC for 4 days, the Republican Convention in Milwaukee. I was there, and every lobby of this big arena, it was like 20,000 seat Coliseum kind of building, and all day long I was there for 12, 13 hours a day for 4 days, and all on the mezzanines and in the lobbies were prayer huddles all day, every day. And look, this is not, our home is in heaven, we know that, but until we get there, it's like I've said many times, Augustine, one of the most brilliant humans that ever lived, 354 to 430 AD, 1600 years ago, Augustine said, until we are in the city of God, we have an obligation to the city of man. And that's why people were praying. And that's why, it was the faith vote, i.e. Christians, that by a margin of 11 million votes, Donald Trump won the White House. Now, what does that mean? I believe, like you were alluding to, now we've got a little window to work and evangelize and disciple. Because I can tell you at 12:01 a.m., November 6th, 2024, people like Gavin Newsom were plotting how to get Democrats back throughout the halls of government. Am I right, Abe?
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that. Guys, I just got a note from Share-a-thon Central. We are very close to meeting that $150,000 challenge. We want to hit that in this hour. We have about 10 minutes, 50 seconds or so to do so. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. You all have been tremendous thus far. We want to push forward all the way through to run through the tape, as the track coaches would say, to conclude this share-a-thon. But to your point, Dr. McFarland, I absolutely agree with you. And I can give the listeners a little behind-the-scenes evidence of this. So the American Family Radio ministry is a radio ministry. So we are subjected to the oversight of the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC is the acronym for this entity, and under the Biden, she who shall never be president 2.0 administration, they attempted to institute regulations that will require us, American Family Radio, to collect what they described as demographic data for all of our employees, including their gender identities and sexual orientation, for the express purposes of being published in our online public profile so that external entities could pressure us to make hiring decisions to hire gender nonconforming and homosexual employees. Well, we had to, and one of the things, you know, this is my job as general counsel for the ministry, we filed a lawsuit against the Biden-Harris FCC commission because we argued that this is a violation of our constitutional liberties. As a Christian ministry, we have the prerogative to hire consistent with our mission and our faith. So we had to sue our own federal government to seek relief from this unconstitutional, illegal, and frankly, unbiblical regulation. Well, as soon as the election took place, we had a hearing in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, Louisiana. And when the hearing was scheduled by the Biden administration, at the time when we had the hearing, President Trump had come into office, several executive orders had been filed, and the Federal Communications Commission's attorneys had to inform the court that they were withdrawing these certain portions of these regulations. This is just a tangible example of the night and day difference between the two administrations. One openly hostile to constitutional freedom and, frankly, biblical morality, and to an entirely new administration that in the open court would say, we have had a change of leadership, which has led to a change of heart concerning this regulation. That's tangible evidence of what you're talking about, having these night and day diametrically opposed visions for our nation.
Amen. Amen. And as Abe said just a moment ago, like imagine a track meet and the finish line is just in sight. Get that second wind and let's run. Or maybe imagine a basketball game and there's just a few seconds left on the clock. Let's put some points on the scoreboard. And we're getting a word that a lot of support is coming in. We give God the glory. We promise, folks, we promise to be faithful to God's word, to be diligent, fervent in our voice, our stand, our truth proclamation. So here's the number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Hey, I'm going to give a quote. You know, John Quincy Adams, he was the sixth president of the United States. He had been Secretary of State, just one of the great American leaders of all time. And John Quincy Adams said this. I love this, Abe, and I'd love your commentary. Listen, quote, "The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity." Mm. That's John Quincy Adams, 1767 to 1848. Okay, America, and see, a lot of people don't know this. The connection, the meshing of good civil government with the principles of Christianity. Abe, translate this for us, if you would.
Yeah, because the principles of good civil government flow outwardly from the principles of biblical Christianity. I was explaining to my children just last night in our family devotional time that during our founding era, the process that one had to pursue if they wanted to become an attorney at law, wanting to become a doctor of jurisprudence, that's the formal degree that you earn as when you go to law school. One of the prerequisites to become an attorney in the founding era is that would-be attorneys would had to have the equivalent of a seminary degree, because the prevailing understanding was, how could you understand and navigate the laws of the land if you were ignorant concerning the laws of God? That's why you have people like Charles Finney, who became Christian as a result of studying his law books, because the law books were so filled with scripture that it drew him to the holiness of God as he revealed himself in the Holy Word, that led to a change in trajectory for Charles Finney to what he became in American history. But it came through his study of the law. So when you see that intersection, if you will, it's the absolute truth. Our Declaration of Independence four times mentions that our rights, which are inalienable, and you notice that the inalienability was ascribed to the citizen, not to the state. That inalienability was the result of our rights deriving from God. It is an inescapable reality that sound governing principles flow outwardly from the truth of God's word. It is an inescapable fact, one that explains, in my view, why the United States of America is unique in all of human history as the greatest experiment of self-government that has ever transpired on the Lord's green earth.
Amen. Amen. And we love it. Our home is in heaven. But until we get there, folks, there has never been a nation so used by God in terms of the Great Commission, and not only evangelism, and that is of primary importance, but just the betterment of the human condition. Mm-hmm. Brother Abe, as my wife and I have traveled the world on mission trips all over the world, I go into developing nations, and there'll be hospitals, wells with fresh water, schools teaching literacy. And they're always provided by, like, Samaritan's Purse, Compassion International, World Help. Hey, Abe, why do I never go into a third world country and I find, like, wells and schools and hospitals given by American atheists? Or, I mean, it's always American Christian entities that do the benevolence to the world. We praise God. And what we're doing with AFR, we're evangelizing the lost and equipping the saved. Is that a fair summary?
It is a fair summary. And folks, we have about 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in this Last Chance Challenge Hour. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. That is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Simply put, Brother Alex, the reason why you don't see atheist groups doing that is because it's a worldview distinction. You know, it is the Christian worldview that says human life is sacred, and because human life is sacred, fellow humans should have compassion toward fellow image bearers that are struggling in certain areas. Well, atheists have a worldview that basically says might makes right, almost saying that if you're suffering, well, that's your natural lot in life. To the point, another behind-the-scenes thing our listeners will be glad to know, American Family Radio has a partnership with a ministry in India called Living Sacrifices Ministry. I and my wife have personally been there with Pastor Eleazar and his wife Prima, where the support that American Family Radio listeners have provided has enabled us to drill and build wells in the rural portions of India, the nation with the most languages spoken in all the world, to where Pastor Eleazar has orphanages, because in India, they don't have much humanitarian response for orphans because of the prevalence of Hinduism. And so it is the support of Christians like our listeners here in our ministry, American Family Radio, that even invests in other parts of the world, literally doing what you just said, building wells so people can have clean drinking water. This is something that our AFR radio audience and family has helped to do. When you call 877-616-2396, these are the kinds of ministry works that you are a part of. Dr. McFarland, I'll give you the last word as we close out this hour.
Well, to God be the glory, folks. And please pray. Please give. You can call right now, talk with a friendly voice, make your tax-deductible contribution to support the gospel Worldview Fruitful Works of AFR to number 877-616-2396. If you would call now, make your best gift. You may give securely online for God's glory, His Great Commission. On behalf of Abe Hamilton, the staff, we thank you. May God bless you in all things. Please call us in this Spring 25 Share-a-thon. Every blessing.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you Stephen McDowell's book, The Bible, Divine or Human. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the book, plus an AFR Padfolio. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. Or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support during Share-a-thon.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.